All right, guys, we are in the home stretch. We have one speaker left with two stories. Are you gonna take care of the transition? Okay. In that case, Nerdalog member Steve Persh, also known as System, everybody.
So, the theme of coming home, I also thought about leaving home. I grew up in one house from the time I was born until leaving for college. I lived on 57th and Lloyd in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So that still very much feels like home for me. One house. My mom grew up literally across the street. That corner is absolutely home for me. And as I was a senior in high school, getting ready for college, applying, you know, some places on the East Coast, some places in the Midwest, I knew I'd be leaving home really for the first time and for a good chunk of time. I knew I wasn't going to be one of those people who comes back home every weekend, every 2 weekends. I was like, I'll probably be gone until Thanksgiving. So I want to make sure that that last summer is really meaningful. So one of the things on my radar for picking schools, aside from how far away is it, do they have a good program? Will I be able to attend the Harley-Davidson 100 anniversary rally, which was Labor Day weekend 2003, right before I was going into college. So I was really happy that I picked a school that was on a quarter system and didn't start until the end of September, because it meant that I could attend the Harley-Davidson 100th anniversary rally. So the connection to Harley for me is that my grandfather worked his entire life there. From the time he, I think, dropped out of high school until the time he retired at 65, he worked at Harley-Davidson. So it's very much in my family's history, even though there aren't a ton of family members riding anymore. So as an 18-year-old, I had this mindset of preparing to leave, going to college, and the rally was so enjoyable. I highly recommend getting around a quarter of a million motorcycles at some point if you can. So I had this image as well of future rallies. I didn't own a motorcycle at the time, but I knew I wanted to at some point in the future. So I started thinking, you know, what'll I be like in 10 years from now? I'm sure they'll have a big 110th anniversary rally, and that'll probably be really exciting. I'll want to own a motorcycle at that time. So I was, you know, sort of planning ahead. You know, Nerdalogs was recently thinking ahead as a group. Where do we want to be a year from right now? What do we want to be doing performance-wise? What do we want to be doing on the internet? And, you know, thinking ahead. So I realized that the 110th anniversary is about a year from now. It'll be Labor Day weekend next year. So I've already put in a vacation request for the week leading up to that rally. And it does not take a week to get from Chicago to Milwaukee. But you know, I'm still planning ahead. I've started putting together the gear that I'll need. Does anyone have suggestions for like where should I go for that week? I was thinking of going down to maybe the Gulf of Mexico, because I went there once in college, you know, the Gulf side of Florida, and that was really enjoyable. So seriously, I'm taking suggestions. Is there a place that I can go from Chicago, get to, and then get to Milwaukee in a week that you think would be fun?
New Orleans.
New Orleans,
yeah.
Easy Rider.
Yeah.
Because that was the destination in Easy Rider. That would be fun. I was also thinking about doing a route up through Canada. I got on Google Maps recently, and I started plotting. It'll probably be cold if I go up to Canada. So there's a route that I started plotting through Madison, Twin Cities, International Falls, and up around Lake Superior. And then come down through the UP, through Michigan, and then I think I could do that in a week. See, this will not translate at all.
That's what Kevin's doing right now.
Excellent, all right. It's gonna be a great video podcast. So, you know, as I've said before, people are generally surprised when I say that I own a motorcycle, and I've got, as you can see, a lot of the gear, but there's one jacket that I don't pull out very often.
Hell yeah.
You know, I've only worn this jacket once while riding. But I mean, come on, if I'm going to the 110th anniversary rally, it seems like, you know, this is just what that should be. Exactly. You may recognize this as the bootcut jacket from that show we did recently. So yeah, thinking ahead to a year from now, you know, I'll be 10 years removed from that high school, getting ready to go away from home for the first time. And I was trying to think, what goals did I really have for myself as an 18-year-old? You know, where did I really want to be, 10 years removed from the 18-year-old who lived his whole life in that one place? And I started thinking, I don't think I knew what job I wanted. I don't think I planned to be married by 28. What did I actually want? And I realized that I just had this image of myself riding back to Milwaukee on a motorcycle. And I knew I wanted some kind of stability. I knew I wanted a steady job. I knew I wanted independence. And I think I'm getting there. I think, you know, I think at this point in my life, I can say, I've got a steady job. I've got the kind of freedom that I want to do things like this. I can perform at the Nerdalogs, and you know, overall, I think I can look in the mirror and say to that 18-year-old, "You're doing all right."